Here's a quick recap of what shows up most clearly in your report right now. Anne and Emma, this is a short walk through what stands out between the two of you. The warmth, the places where things get sharper than either of you wants, and some small things to try. The overall feel is of a parent and teen who care a lot, notice a lot, and sometimes trip over the same differences again and again. Nothing here is about blame. It's about timing, space, and how fairness gets handled. Let's start with what's solid. There's real warmth on both sides. Anne, you have a clear need for close contact, and you express care openly. Emma, you also see closeness in the relationship. The difference is pacing. Anne tends to want connection more continuously, while Emma often connects in shorter, more concentrated doses. When the timing lines up, it feels good between you. Both of you are also sharply tuned to fairness. Anne, you often notice whether tasks are distributed fairly. Emma, you're very aware of whether things are fair between the two of you. That shared antenna is a strength. You'll both catch real imbalances when they happen. And Anne, you stick with daily routines even when they're tiring. Emma, you bring thoughtful reasoning and real views into the room. Taken together, this is a pair with genuine capacity for honest conversation when the timing is right. Now to the place where things get sharper. One loop shows up often around rules. Screen time, a chore, a social plan. Anne sets or enforces a rule that needs to land in the near term. Emma, your sense of fairness lights up right away. Is this fair compared to last week? Compared to your brother? Compared to what your friend's parents do? And your own fairness filter is also strong, so you feel the need to defend the logic, and the conversation expands. Both of you end up defending positions rather than solving the original thing, and Anne, your capacity to hold overview under pressure gets taxed. What could have been a 2-minute conversation becomes 20. It isn't that either of you is being difficult. The fairness filter is genuinely active on both sides, and that's why rules rarely land without discussion. There's also a quicker version of this, often in a transition moment. Morning rush, evening wind down, a reminder about something not done. A small request lands harder than intended. Emma reacts quickly. Tone sharpens, or she disengages. Anne feels the reaction as disproportionate and responds with frustration. Under pressure, Anne, your overview gets harder to hold, so the response can come out sharper than meant. Emma reads the sharpness as unfair, and reactivity climbs. Within a minute or two, the original issue is buried. Pause. There's a second loop worth naming, and it's softer, but just as common. Emma has been in her room for a while, or has been short during dinner, or hasn't responded to a message the way Anne hoped. Anne, you go looking for connection. A question, a knock, how are you really? Emma, already in recharge mode, experiences the pursuit as crowding and pulls further in. Anne reads the pulling in as rejection and may try harder or feel hurt. Emma feels the weight of being needed and distances more. Neither of you gets what you actually want. The closed bedroom door after school is likely not rejection. It's regulation. Emma's need to recharge alone is real, with a high threshold for overstimulation. And Anne, your instinct to reach out is genuine care. It's just that in that window, the lower the intensity, the more room Emma has to come toward you. So what helps? A few small things to try. For 2 weeks, try a 45-minute no-agenda window when Emma comes home. No questions about homework, no task reminders, no check-ins. See whether the conversations later in the evening shift in quality. Put the recurring friction points, chores, screen limits, curfew logic, into one standing 15-minute weekly conversation. Same time each week. Outside that window, decisions stand. Inside it, Emma, your fairness filter gets a real hearing. A shared visual system for recurring tasks, a whiteboard or a shared note, can move the follow-through out of Anne's voice and into a neutral format. Try a pause phrase either of you can call in a heating up moment. Something short, like 10 minutes. Practice it when things are calm, so it's available when things aren't. And one side-by-side activity a week that isn't about anything. A drive, a walk, a small errand. No big conversation expected. These low-pressure formats tend to be where real connection opens up. This is a snapshot, not a verdict. A lot will shift over the next couple of years anyway. Keep the report nearby as something to return to when a familiar loop shows up again. Not as a rule book, but as a reference for the shared language you're already building together.